Something remarkable happens when a visitor lands on your website. In just 0.2 seconds, faster than you can blink, their brain has already decided whether to stay or leave. Most choose to leave, and every time they do, you're watching potential revenue evaporate. Here's what makes this truly frustrating. Even the world's most successful companies, Google, Facebook, Amazon, obsessively test and refine their websites because they know a fundamental truth. Your website is almost certainly underperforming, and you probably have no idea why. The culprit isn't laziness or incompetence. It's something far more insidious: the way websites get built in the first place. Companies select designs based on competitor sites without knowing whether those sites actually convert. Design agencies prioritize client happiness and creative awards over revenue. Both parties rarely establish concrete business goals before starting. The result? Websites designed by copying other websites, perpetuating an endless cycle of mediocrity. Then there's the best practices trap, following average approaches that keep you average. But the real damage comes from how decisions get made. The hippo method defers to the highest paid person's opinion. The black turtleneck method accepts pronouncements from supposed experts without question. Neither produces results that can be measured, improved, or defended with data. Picture a typical website redesign. Months of work, substantial budget, launch day champagne, then conversion rates plummet. Revenue drops. Confused customers abandon purchases because nothing looks familiar. You've just paid a fortune to make your business less profitable. This happens constantly. Complete redesigns change thousands of elements simultaneously. When results decline, you can't pinpoint what caused the damage. When they improve, you can't identify what worked. Either way, you're flying blind. The financial impact is profound. If your landing page converts at 2% and each conversion costs $50 in advertising, improving to 3% drops your cost per conversion to $33. You're suddenly getting 50% more customers from the same budget. Better conversion rates mean lower acquisition costs, higher lifetime value, and more resources for growth. The Lyft model identifies 6 conversion factors, working like forces in physics, some pulling visitors toward conversion, others pushing them away. Your value proposition forms the foundation, a mental scale where perceived benefits must outweigh perceived costs. Relevance asks whether your page matches visitor expectations. When someone searches for "create a will" and lands on a page about legal testament services, the scent breaks immediately. Their pattern-matching brain doesn't process synonyms deeply. Clarity determines whether visitors quickly understand your message without mental strain. Anxiety encompasses every uncertainty: privacy concerns, usability confusion, perceived complexity. Distraction includes anything redirecting attention from your primary message. In one study, a display with 24 jam varieties attracted more interest than one with 6 varieties, but the smaller selection produced 10 times more purchases. Urgency measures how motivated visitors feel to act now rather than later. Together, these 6 forces create a jar that either fills with motivational marbles or leaks them through holes of doubt and confusion. Prioritize tests using the PIE framework: potential, improvement possible, importance, traffic value, and ease, implementation simplicity. Your homepage often isn't the top priority. One jewelry retailer discovered product pages collectively received twice the homepage traffic. Starting optimization elsewhere builds credibility with measurable wins before tackling organizational sacred cows. Find problematic pages through analytics and judgment. High exit pages with significant traffic signal opportunities. Funnel drop-offs reveal where prospects disengage. For lead generation sites, contact forms deserve attention. Visitors reaching them are hot leads, yet abandonment often exceeds 50%. Qualitative methods reveal why visitors struggle: usability testing, effective with just 3 to 5 participants, on-site surveys, and eye tracking. When prioritizing similar opportunities, consider acquisition costs. Between 2 cages with comparable traffic and conversion issues, optimize the higher cost traffic first. paid search visitors costing $5 per click versus free organic traffic, improving paid conversion delivers immediate ROI. Your value proposition is an emotional equation filtered through each prospect's unique perceptual lens, their interpretation of colors, words, cultural biases, mood, and beliefs about quality. Sales trainer Tom Hopkins emphasized, people make a purchase emotionally and defend the purchase rationally. Tangible features merely justify emotional decisions. When Electronic Arts tested variations for The Sims 3 registrations, the free town offer produced a 128% increase, revealing which offers most compelled action. Yet, intangible benefits often matter more. Starbucks transformed coffee from caffeine source into an experience offering discernment and customization. The coffee itself matters less than how it makes customers feel. Credibility and social proof amplify your value proposition by reducing perceived risk through testimonials with realistic photos, client logos, customer ratings, and highlighting customer numbers. When selling B2B solutions, remember that business buyers are still people seeking personal benefits, peace of mind, reduced workload, respect from colleagues, recognition from management. Clarity trumps persuasion. Colonial Candle achieved a 20% sales lift by simplifying information hierarchy, displaying all categories on one page, and reducing clicks. The best design disappears, letting content shine. For online retailers, large, zoomable images compensate for the inability to touch products. Even text contrast matters. Increasing it for merchantwarehouse.com yielded a 15% lift in lead generation. Anxiety creates invisible barriers. Privacy concerns cause 12% of shoppers to abandon carts, and 88% provide false information when registering. Combat this by explaining why you need information, minimizing form fields, and offering clear privacy assurances. Usability anxiety strikes when sites confuse visitors. Poor form design, cryptic error messages, and harsh red error text alienate users. Site speed impacts conversion dramatically. Google found a 20% revenue difference between pages loading in 0.4 versus 0.9 seconds. Steve Jobs built Apple into a $30 billion company with fewer than 30 major products by mastering focus, proudly saying no to hundreds of good ideas. Effective landing pages follow this principle, one compelling message that creates desire. Too many choices paralyze decision-making, turning potential customers into confused abandoners. Conversion optimization is a continuous process that transforms organizational culture. Each test yields valuable insights, regardless of outcome. Choose strategically. ABN testing handles dramatic layout changes with less traffic, while multivariate testing isolates small elements but requires significantly more volume. Run tests at least 10 days spanning two weekends to account for seasonality. Remember that 95% confidence means the directional result is trustworthy 19 times out of 20. Real transformation happens when testing becomes strategic marketing optimization, generating customer insights and driving data-driven decisions. Build this culture by securing executive buy-in through connecting optimization to their goals. Run low-profile tests for quick wins. Involve all departments early. Tie results to revenue impact, not percentages. Share findings through company presentations. Persist despite opposition. Companies resisting testing will lose to competitors who embrace it. In a digital landscape where every visitor represents potential revenue, the question isn't whether to test, it's whether you can afford not to.